Planet Fitness has everything you need to get stronger just around the corner, so you can give everything you've got. Whether you want to crush a few reps before class with our expanded strength equipment or sweat it out on your way home from work, with over 2,800 locations, there's a Planet Fitness close to you, and most are open 24 hours. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends January 30th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
This podcast is sponsored by IQ Bar.
I've got good news and bad news. Here's the bad news. Most protein bars are packed with sugar and unpronounceable ingredients. The good news? There's a better option. I'm Will, and I created IQ Bar Plant Protein Bars to empower doers like you with clean, delicious, low-sugar brain and body fuel. IQ Bars are packed with 12 grams of protein, brain nutrients like magnesium and lion's mane, and zero weird stuff. And right now, you can get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Try our delicious IQ Bar sampler pack with 7 plant protein bars, 4 hydration mixes, and 4 enhanced coffee sticks. Clean ingredients, amazing taste, and you'll love how you feel. Refuel smarter, hydrate harder, caffeinate larger with IQ Bar.
Go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20 to get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Again, go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20.
Hello, word nerds. How are you doing? Welcome to The Dictionary, the podcast where Spencer reads a little bit of the book and then makes some silly comments about some stuff or statements or whatever it happens to be. It's just going through all of life a little bit by little bit. All right. This episode is the beginning of page 307. And the first word is curricular. C-U-R-R-I-C-U-L-A-R. Adjective from circa 1909. Of or relating to a curriculum. What is a curriculum? Doo-loo-loo. It is curriculum. Noun from 1824. One. The courses offered by an educational institution. All of the courses from one educational institution is the curriculum. That is everything. It could range. It depends on the institution. Maybe they specialize in something. Maybe they've just got general knowledge. You got to go get the book or check online and see what they offer. Maybe there's something that they offer that you didn't even know you'd be interested in. Number two. A set of courses constituting an area of specialization. So if you want to specialize in studying something, the courses that are all part of that specialization are going to be your curriculum. But, and I don't know why it's not in here, but also just the plan of a class through a quarter or a semester, I think that would also be the curriculum. What's the curriculum of this individual class? Going to take a test at this time. We're going to study this at this time. That would be a curriculum too, wouldn't it? I'm pretty sure it would be. So this is a Latin word. We kind of learned that in yesterday's episode. And it means running or course. Or maybe a course that is running. So it all makes sense. I don't remember the sound effect I did, but it was very loud. Tooby-de-bow! Next is... okay, this is the one you can pronounce this many ways. It's two words. Curriculum vitae. Or just curriculum. Curriculum? Curriculum. And then the second word can also be pronounced vitae or vitae. So many ways. Vitae, 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 curriculum, vitae, I think is the way that I want to say it. Oh, by the way, that second word is spelled V-I-T-A-E. Noun from 1902. A short account of one's career and qualifications prepared typically by an applicant for a position. So this is basically a resume. You gotta write down why you're qualified for this job that you want. What have you done in your career in the past? Maybe the schools that you attended. And you say, hey, this is why I should have the job. Here you go. Here's my curriculum vitae. And this is Latin, and it means course of life. Course of life. Vitae, or however you want to pronounce that, means life. But then more specifically, the word one's is in there. Course of one's life. A person's life. Your life. Yeah. This podcast, when it's over, will be my curriculum vitae. Doo-boo-ba-bow! Okay, next word is curiari. Is that it? Curiari. 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 Close enough. C-U-R-R-I-E-R-Y. Curiari. Noun from circa 1889. 1. The trade of a courier of leather. So a person who is couriering leather is in the couriery. Maybe their shop is also called a couriery. Yeah, 2. A place where currying is done. And that one is spelled C-U-R-R-Y-I-N-G. Couriering, and we're probably going to learn more about that soon because we have a few forms of the word curry. Should I just do a different sound effect for each one in this episode? No. Currish is next. Currish. Adjective from the 15th century. 1, the synonym is ignoble. Noble, ignoble. 2, resembling a cur, C-U-R. Let's see, can we find that one real quick because we're not that far from it? Cur. It was mongrel or inferior dog, surly or cowardly fellow. So currish is resembling a cur, a dog like that or something. And then the synonym, this makes sense, mongrel. Currishly is an adverb. Ba-do-ba-bow! That's kind of like that Mario one I did a little while ago. Next word is the first form of the word curry, C-U-R-R-Y. There are a lot of food dishes called curries, but I feel like they're very different. There's lots of different types. And so people say I like curry, but which curry? I don't know enough about my curries, but I do like them. But which one? And from which region of the world? I feel like they're not as different as I think they are. Let's learn. This first form is the verb from the 13th century, and I think it is just transitive. So, 1, to clean the coat of, as a horse, with a curry comb. You got a curry comb, your horse needs cleaning, you got to clean the coat, so you are currying. 2, to treat, especially by incorporating oil or grease. And the thing that you might be treating is tanned leather. And that goes back to our curriery. That's the place where this currying is done. Treating the tanned leather. 3, the synonyms are beat and thrash. Courier is a noun. Oh, okay, curry favor. That is a little sub-definition thing we got here. Oh, yeah, it's a phrase, curry favor. And that means to seek to gain favor by flattery or attention. Please give me flattery or attention. What can I do to curry some flavor? Flavor. See, that's what I thought it said. Curry flavor. Which does makes some sense, but not in this context. The etymology for curry favor is from the Middle English, currien favel, and that means to curry a chestnut horse. So I guess that would be just brushing them with a curry comb. And how? I mean, if you're doing that to a horse, does that mean that the horse is going to flatter you or give you attention? I mean, you're giving them attention. Maybe they love it so much that they're going to give you some attention too. That one is kind of odd. Curry favor. What's the etymology for just the word curry here? It is from the Anglo-French verb courir, which means to prepare, or curry. From the Vulgar Latin conredare, which is from com, plus a base of Germanic origin, which is akin to the Gothic gareths, which means arrayed. It's not very helpful. There's more at the word ready. Ready, set, go, 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 go! Now we have the second form of curry. You could spell it with a Y or an IE. Noun from 1681. 1. A food, dish, or sauce in Indian cuisine seasoned with a mixture of pungent spices. Also, a food or dish seasoned with curry powder. And then number 2 is just the synonym curry powder. You put some curry in your curry to make it a curry. And again, like I said, this is very good stuff. But yeah, this specifically calls out Indian, and yes, that's very true. But it's also, I feel like I go to a Pan-Asian place, and they have curries. And doesn't England have curries too? Or is that the same as the Indian curry? I don't know. I'm not a curry expert, but I need to try more. All right. There is etymology. It is from the Tamil word kari, K-A-R-I. And that word is, let's see, it says, or a cognate word in a Dravidian language. So it's the Tamil word kari, or a cognate word in a Dravidian language. And that is not very helpful to me because I'm not up on my Dravidian languages. Next is the third form of curry. Transitive verb from 1839. To flavor or cook with curry powder or a curry sauce. Curry that curry. I don't know what sound effect to do. Pew, pew, pew. Here's curry comb, one word, noun from 1573. A comb made of rows of metallic teeth or serrated ridges and used especially to curry horses. Curry comb is also a transitive verb. Is this the only kind of brush that people use on horses? Or are there other kinds of brushes? Why is this one different? Maybe we should post a picture. But metallic teeth sounds like it wouldn't be very comfortable, but I think they have pretty thick skin, so they probably like it. Unless, yeah, this is live horses, so they probably like it. I hope they like it.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to get stronger just around the corner, so you can give everything you've got. Whether you want to crush a few reps before class with our expanded strength equipment or sweat it out on your way home from work, with over 2,800 locations, there's a Planet Fitness close to you, and most are open 24 hours. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends January 30th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Bow, bow! That's the sound effect there. Next is curry powder. Two words, noun from 1810, a condiment consisting of several pungent ground spices. Like, what kind of spices are in this curry powder? Well, we have cayenne pepper, fenugreek, and turmeric. Fenugreek is F-E-N-U-G-R-E-E-K, and I have never heard of that fenugreek, but now I'm curious. What other spices might be in there? Maybe we should put a link in the show notes to list, because there's got to be other ones, I have to imagine. Yeah, good stuff. We might even have some of this powder. We just throw it in a thing. Beep-a-doo-boo! Next is curse. Yeah. C-U-R-S-E. First form, noun from before the 12th century. 1. A prayer or invocation for harm or injury to come upon one. And the synonym is imprecation? This is not a word I'm familiar with. Imprecation. That is an interesting word. But yes, if you want to cause injury or harm on someone, you can just pray for it or invoke it to the heavens, and then maybe it will come true, although not necessarily. Number 2, something that is cursed or accursed. Cursed or accursed. And it is a curse. Hope I don't have anything that's cursed. Has anybody given me anything that's cursed? I don't think so. Number 3, evil or misfortune that comes as if in response to imprecation or as retribution. So you can put a curse on someone, and then the thing that goes to them that's evil or bad would also be the curse. What's that song? There's a song. You put a curse on me? No. You dropped a bomb on me? No. Curse. There's a song. I know it in my head. Curse. Number 4. A cause of great harm or misfortune. And the synonym is torment. And number 5 for curse. I've probably heard this. Wouldn't necessarily have thought of this, but this is definitely, I'm sure, many, many people have said this. It's just the synonym menstruation. Some people get very frustrated by this thing that happens every month, and so they call it the curse. Yes, it says it is used with the word the curse. I understand the frustration, and I am sorry that people have to deal with this. We're going to move on to the next word. Blue, 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 blue. It is the curse word again. It is the second form. This is a verb from, again, before the 12th century. We are starting with transitive. 1. To use profanely insolent language against. And the synonym is blaspheme. As in, curse God and die. And that is a quote from the Bible. It's Job 2:9, and then it says R-E-B, and I don't know or remember what that stands for. R-E-B. You profanely insolent language. Number 2A, to call upon divine or supernatural power to send injury upon. And yeah, that's just like the number 1 definition for the first form of curse, a prayer or invocation for harm or injury. Okay, so now we're on to, we have an example there. Was cursed and fears he will die. Somebody called upon the divine or supernatural power to send injury upon him, and he fears that he might die. I sure hope he doesn't. That would be very sad. 2B, to execrate in fervent and often profane terms, as in cursed by future generations unless we act now. So this is a thing that we're dealing with now with climate change, and we currently will be cursed by the younger people if we don't do anything now, because we are creating a world that might not be so great to live in with climate change. If we don't do something now, they will be very angry at us that we didn't do something now. And I don't want them angry at us. I also more so don't want them to live in a world that is very difficult to live in. So let's do something now. I'm looking at you, capitalists and corporations and countries and companies, please do something now. You know you can. You just don't want to. Number three, to bring great evil upon. This is still for curse. The synonym is afflict, as in a land cursed with famine. Typically, I think it's pretty common that if you see the word curse in something, it's probably not a very good thing. You don't want to be cursed. You don't want your land cursed. You don't want something cursing you. Okay, we have one intransitive, which says, to utter imprecations. And the synonym is swear, as in cursing loudly. We will get to curse words at various times throughout this podcast. We've already seen a couple of them, I think, and there's more coming. Let's see. There's no etymology. So we have to now say boo 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 boo. Next word is cursed. You could spell it C-U-R-S-E-D or C-U-R-S-T. Adjective from the 13th century. Being under or deserving a curse. If somebody has put a curse on you, you are cursed. Maybe you deserve to be cursed. What did you do to deserve a curse? Cursedly is an adverb, and cursedness is a noun. Boop, 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 boop. Next is cursive. First form, adjective from circa 1784. The synonyms are, okay, there's no numbers, just letters. The synonyms are running and coursing. Just like we saw before, let's see, curriculum, current. So that's what that means, running or coursing, as A. And then for A, we're talking about writing, like writing on paper. And it means flowing often with the strokes of successive characters joined and the angles rounded. Cursive writing, all the letters run together. It's one long course of the pen. They just flow right into each other, and they have, oh, thunder, and they have rounded angles because it's much easier and quick to write in a rounded way instead of sharp angles. Sometimes there's sharp angles, but a lot of it's pretty rounded. I learned this in third grade. Didn't really use it a whole lot after that. I almost never write things on paper anymore, so my handwriting has always been pretty bad, but it's even worse now, I think. And I don't even know if I could write cursive if I tried. But I think it's good. If you're not writing, you should just write a little bit every day just to keep up that muscle, because I think it's pretty good to do. Do kids even learn cursive anymore? I hope they do. It's a good to learn another way to write, but it's not like it used to be. Back in the day, like when my grandma was little, that's just how everybody wrote. It was the standard. Then we have B, and this is having a flowing, easy, impromptu character. So is that like your personality? A flowing, easy, impromptu character. So if you just are easy, just go with the flow, whatever, hey man, cool, you have a cursive character. I think I'm in general like that, but when it comes to plans, my brain does not do so well when plans change. It just takes a little time for me to process that I gotta adjust. Cursive. Cursively is an adverb, and cursiveness is a noun. Yeah, this is from the Middle Latin cursivus, or cursivus, which means running, from the Latin verb currere, which means to run. Everything just running together. Boo-boo-boo! Last word for this episode is the second form of cursive. Noun from 1838. 1. A manuscript written in cursive writing. And then also just cursive writing is cursive. The whole manuscript written in cursive writing is called a cursive? Is that what people say? That seems odd. Just call it a manuscript. 2. A style of printed letter resembling handwriting. On computers, there's fonts that are in cursive just to make it look like it has been handwritten in cursive. Those were all of the words. So we had curricular, curriculum, curriculum vitae, 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 curriery, currish, curry, 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 currycomb, curry powder, curse, curse, cursed, cursive, and cursive. Okay, ooh, I think I gotta pick curry as the word of the episode because I like a curry. I like a good curry. I don't eat a lot of them, but yeah, maybe next time I go to a place, I'll get a curry. I like hot stuff, so maybe I'll get a red curry, but I don't know. There's something about the yellow curry that's just very tasty and creamy to me. I like it. Give me some curry. What kind of curry? Maybe a yellow curry or some other kind of curry. Curry, curry, curry. All right, I think that's it. I got some stuff to do, so I'm going to go do that. Thank you very much for listening. I really do appreciate it. And until next time, this is Spencer Dispensing Information. Goodbye.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to get stronger just around the corner, so you can give everything you've got. Whether you want to crush a few reps before class with our expanded strength equipment or sweat it out on your way home from work, with over 2,800 locations, there's a Planet Fitness close to you, and most are open 24 hours. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends January 30th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
This podcast is sponsored by IQ Bar.
I've got good news and bad news. Here's the bad news. Most protein bars are packed with sugar and unpronounceable ingredients. The good news? There's a better option. I'm Will, and I created IQ Bar Plant Protein Bars to empower doers like you with clean, delicious, low-sugar brain and body fuel. IQ Bars are packed with 12 grams of protein, brain nutrients like magnesium and lion's mane, and zero weird stuff. And right now, you can get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Try our delicious IQ Bar sampler pack with 7 plant protein bars, 4 hydration mixes, and 4 enhanced coffee sticks. Clean ingredients, amazing taste, and you'll love how you feel. Refuel smarter, hydrate harder, caffeinate larger with IQ Bar.
Go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20 to get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Again, go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20.